Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Well, what an exciting trading day today. Mid-morning, we had the USDA monthly report. And at 11 a.m. this morning, it was the main focus of today's action. We ended up with corn and beans higher, wheat steady to lower. December corn was up 5.25 cents at 444 and a quarter. That was new highs for this move. And going all the way back to really to July of last year, last summer, we're back to those levels. We went through the high of this year and the high of December, which was about 440 in the December. So we went all the way up to near 450 today on December corn. The beans also higher here. November beans were 6.25 cents higher to close at $10.22. They traded up near 10.35, not making new highs. At the 1st of July, they went up to about $10.40 for the November beans, but that market continues to be very strong. Now, wheat futures, a little bit disappointing here. Kansas City, September, down 8 cents, 5.71 and a quarter. Chicago, September, down 3 cents. The Kansas City is still below the Chicago wheat, so that spread was a bit disappointing today, but quite a bit of fireworks to end this week.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
This morning's USDA report had a lot of information. The ending stocks were 1.779 billion bushels for corn, where the average guess was 1.811, so a touch bullish. Last year was 1.876. Soybeans, 255 million bushels, where the average guess was 287 million, so bullish for that. Looking at the 2015-16, which is this next crop year, corn was higher than expected at 1.599 billion bushels. We're expecting 1.54. Beans also higher than expected at 425 million bushels, and we're expecting 370. Wheat, 842 million. We're expecting 862. So just looking at that, it was actually bearish corn, beans, a little bit bullish for wheat, as wheat was lower than expected. But on the global level, bullish for corn, 193.9 million metric tons, expecting 195. Bullish for beans as well, 81.68 million. But bearish for wheat. Wheat was significantly bigger at 212 million, and we're expecting about 200. Yield, corn, and beans stayed the same on this report.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Yeah, and recapping your markets, October live cattle down a dollar at 147.47. October down 137 at 150.42. August feeder cattle down 50 at 211.25, with October down 55 at 208 even. August lean hogs up 37 at 73.65. October unchanged at 62.45. 45. In the grain, September Kansas City wheat down 7 at 572 and a quarter. December down 7 at 592 and a quarter. September Chicago wheat 2 lower at 576. September corn up 6 at 434 and 3 quarters. December up 6 at 445. August soybeans up 5 and 3 quarters at 1032, with November up 6 and a quarter at 1022. October cotton down 20 at 65.51. December down 34 at 65.52. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.